So we're going to talk about what we're going to try to cover is if you can buy cut vegetables in a store without a hechsher. Now that can apply to different stores, which may have different halachas. It could apply to buying in Publix, getting a little cup of melon and pineapple. And it could apply to going into a non-kosher restaurant, for example, assuming there's no Myers Ayin issue, whatever the case is, and just getting a salad or something there. What? What? No, it's a vegetable. Yeah, Israeli salad. Just cucumbers and Israeli salads, yeah. And it could apply to that as well. And association, it could apply to buying cut fish also in a store that has no hechsher. Okay, so let's see the last sif in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi Vav. So obviously, I think by this point, we would all know and be pretty comfortable saying that you would not be allowed to go into a store and buy an onion or a radish or anything which are a pickle or anything cut like that. That I think we're all comfortable saying, because we already learned in the last couple of weeks that davar charif, even if the knife is clean that they use, but if it was ever used for treif, then that knife that was used for treif once upon a time, the flavor would go into the sharp food and that would be a problem. But we're talking about foods that are not necessarily like that. So chatach kishuin besakin shel basar. Now, anyone that did Shnei Mikra V'chatargim should know what kishuim are. And apparently they're very prolific in Egypt. So, but basically, kishuim are some sort of cucumber, gourd or something. Bisakin is shell basar, and you use it on a fleshika knife. Mutter l'ochla b'chalav. You're allowed to eat it with milchiks, with one condition, begrera bilvad. Oh, don't worry. You don't have to do anything. You just have to do grera. Now, you try to do grera on your cucumbers, it's not going to be so simple. Now, he does say in the next sentence, he said, well, explain what grera is. But then he says, M'chotach by lefes, I feel greater than it's al hadacha ba'alma. So there's two things that he introduces here, grera and hadacha. Hadacha means wash off the surface. Grera means you have to, like, grate off, you have to shave off the front. It's a little less than kadei klipa. Klipa means you have to cut off something which is like a sliver that you can kind of like peel, like let's say in a blender. You know, like sometimes you have that circle blade. So it just like cuts like a circle. You put a carrot in and you end up with like a circle. So the very, very, very thin. What? Right. Very, very thin. So that's kadei klipa. Grayer is even less than that. It's just like literally like shaving it off. Like you take off a little front and that's it. Now, why is it that if you have a cucumber, do you have to, and you cut it with a fleshika knife, in order to eat it with milchiks, you have to shave off the front? Why is that? Mimanashav. We always said that in order to get flavor out of a kli, you need heat. You need to cook it. You need heat, right? So there's no heat here. So you tell them, no, it's considered sharp. Sharp. When you push, when you create pressure, and it's davar charif, so take. But if it be davar charif, then it should aser kedei netila or the whole thing. So what's this middle thing that it's enough to say that it's aser, and you need to shave off the front, but right. So what's pshat in this? What's pshat in this halacha? Okay. Now, just by the way, so what it's saying here is that let's say you cut. And we'll see exactly what the halacha is, but this is a good scenario. Let's say now in the summer, you're making a salad for shal shunis. So you're cutting up the vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers, you're cutting up the vegetables and you want to have them for shal shunis. If you use the fleshik knife and you're going to have milk by shal shunis, you can't do that. That's what it's saying. Even if you didn't use an onion, just you cut up cucumbers and tomatoes and you use the fleshik knife, according to what it says here, you will not be able to go ahead and eat that salad with milk. Sounds like a chiddush, right? What's the deal? It's cold. It's not sharp. Like, what's the problem? So let's explain a little bit. So the chayra, there's two pshatim, and we want to declare maybe there's a third pshat in this halacha, okay? And the difference between these two pshatim is enormous, all right? The first pshat is pshat brought in the shach. The shach says, because most knives are very hard to clean, if this knife was used to cut meat in the last little bit, it's greasy. They didn't have, you know, palm olive back in the day. So that grease is just going to stay on there for a long time. You could run it underwater all you want. It doesn't get off the grease. So the grease is going to stay put. The grease is going to stay there. And memela, the grease that's going to be, they're calling it the shamnunis, which is going to be on the knife, is going to get onto the cucumber or the tomato or anything you cut. Very simple. So according to that, it's not a matter of transferring bleus. It's not a matter of the flavor getting into the knife. It's not a matter of whatever. You're worried about the knife being dirty and it's going to get onto the surface of the other food that you cut. You just take off the surface. And then therefore the halacha is simple. How do you clean it? So the Gemara says that you need to eat some bakarka. In order to clean a knife, you need to take, remember we talked about the old wives' tale, you got to take the knife into the backyard and stab the ground 10 times until you like, so the shot in that is, because you find karka kosher, you find very hard ground, and you stick it in, that takes off the surface, grease, okay? So some say, in order to do that nowadays, you can do steel wool. We mentioned that before, clean it with steel wool. What about a dishwasher? Not enough, right? So you need to really get in there and like make sure there's, you know, into the like the kishkas of the thing and clean it well. So either an itza bakarka, steel wool, or whatever. That's this pshat, okay? Now, if you've already cleaned it, so then it's clean because it's, again, because it's all about, is the flavor there or is it not there? Now, I would say that according to this, most nowadays we don't have to worry about this type of concern that much. So if you're near in your house and you take a knife out of the drawer, okay, and you cut up a cucumber, a filet sugar knife out of the drawer, and you cut up a cucumber, would you be allowed to eat it with milk? What would you say, David? What?
One of the things I would do,
I'm saying based on this halacha, according to this reading of the Shulchan Aruch, I would say what? Because you didn't do ni'itza yet. What? But it could be that what did you say, Rabbi? What do you think? What?
Everybody's talking about cutting up versus one cut, but I'm not sure if this is the same. Once you cut it up, you don't
cut the whole thing. No, I'm talking about when you cut up, you cut one, sliced a couple slices of cucumber.
Well, again, also wouldn't it be better
now? What? No, it's a shash of shamnunis. So it's hard to understand fully. I think Rabbi Kivager says somewhere that, you know, I'm not sure. I thought I saw someone discuss if clean our knives today. I saw someone bring down that. Oh yeah, he brings down that really our knives today could be so clean that you know sparkly clean, unless it's really like a steak knife that, or like a butcher knife that's constantly used for fatty stuff. But you use this knife for, meat. Yeah. Well, and just so. Yeah. So some people hold that nowadays, if you run it through a dishwasher, maybe that's good enough for a basic fleshic knife that's in your drawer, flatware.
One of the differences is that the knives now are all stainless steel.
That's what you're saying, right? So it's less porous and it's easier, smoother. Right. I mean, if you would have like a knife that's a real butcher knife that's used all over and over again for the same, you know, grease, and maybe that's a little different, but like a regular standard fleshic knife, the last time you used it for something really greasy anyway, isn't necessarily now. Now, fine. Now, but there's another pshat that the Ramah in the Teres Chatos brings on the Isser V'Heter that the Prima Gadim says he doesn't understand why the Shach did not bring this pshat. Because this is the Ikr Pshat in the Halacha. And Rashi holds this way, and it's a whole different pshat. The pshat is that a cucumber is also kind of charif. It's a new level charif. Charif ktsas. It's a little bit charif. It has a little tangy edge to it. So, what? Kishuim, whatever that is. Whatever kishuim are, that's what this is, kishois. It has a little tangy edge to it. And therefore, it's enough that it can take the flavor out of the edge of the knife and put it into the edge, the surface of the other vegetable. So according to that, it has nothing to do with the shamnunis, has nothing to do with whether it's dirty. It's the flavor is there, period. And as long as the flavor is there, then you cut up the knife, you're going to have to take off the surface. That's what he says. Oh, so he says on Inu Ben Yomu, because on Inu Ben Yomu, some hold that only Tznoin does it, Koshkin, that only Chiltis. So if it's Inu Ben Yomu, you could be Mekel on this pshat. But this pshat has a big chumra, because even if the knife's clean, it'll be a problem. Okay? According to this pshat, there would be no difference. According to this pshat, even if the knife was clean, it would be a problem. So if you take a knife that was used at your flesh kasuda, and then you went ahead and cleaned it and cut vegetables, you cannot have those with milk. Okay? That's what it's saying here. Now, based on this, we would start having to think about, Now, based on these two pshatim, which one of these two pshatim do we paskin like? What do we paskin? So the shach doesn't bring this other pshat of charif kasas. He only brings the pshat of the shamnunis. So I have a raya that we paskin like that pshat from a different halacha that we learned. We learned the halacha back in Peites. We learned the halacha about, can you cut bread with a fleshik knife for a grilled cheese sandwich? That knife that's in your drawer, can you cut a loaf of bread with a fleshik knife to use for a grilled cheese sandwich? So Lamaisa, the Vloy, El Afila Pasha Oichlin and Magvina also lachtich Pasakin, Shechoitchin Babasa. Says you're not supposed to. You shouldn't do that. And again, you have to do the Ne'itza before you do it. And the Gra there says that the reason is because of this halach of Kishois. Now I ask you, is a bread Charif Ksas? Or not? So obviously the Gra is learning that this halacha is not based on charif. It's just based on the shamnunis, okay? So it means we're choshesh that knives are dirty. That's the bottom line. We're choshesh that knives are dirty. And since we're concerned that knives are dirty, you cannot use it, cut a cucumber, you can't cut bread. That's the same halacha, ultimately. You can't use a fleshik knife for something you can use with milch. Okay? So let's just assume right now that the concern is that the knives, lemaisa, don't get cleaned. The knives don't get cleaned properly until you do a real ne'itza. And therefore, since that's the case, you can't switch things back and forth. Okay?
There's no concern about the belief of the grilled cheese sandwich is hot.
No, but you're cutting the bread, you're slicing the bread, and then you're going to grill the cheese later. You're not putting the knife into the sandwich maker. So the question is, did the belief ever go from the knife to the bread when you cut it? That's the issue here. That's the comparison to, did it go from the knife to the cucumber? That's what I'm comparing. Okay? Fine. So now, let's go to Publix for a moment. Okay? So what happens? You go in there, and you have a cup of melon and whatever. All right? So, Lemaisa is like this. If the concern would have been, like the other pshat of Rashi, so you would have to know, are the knives, this has a lot to do with the mitzvahs, okay? Let's go step by step. Let's say it's a suffix. I don't know if this knife was ever used for fleshik, maybe for treif. You know, who knows? Maybe they, you know, officially they say that these knives, I don't know what knives they use. Let's just say I don't know what knife they use, and maybe it's a suffix whether they ever used this knife for fleshik, for treif. Okay, but we have a little bit of a source on that. Because if you go back to Sif Aleph and Sadi Vav, it says, Im ye suffik, im nechtach pesakin shel Yisrael zlinon lekula. If you have a suffik, whether it was used, a treif knife, you can be makel. So that is why. Anyone have a good svara here? Why, if it's a suffik, David, I'm going to say geshmak as far right now. Why, if it's a suffik, can you be, are you allowed to be makel? It's not a suffik derabanan, it's a suffik of tarfus here. So you don't know which knife they use. So why are you allowed to be lenient?
You
Well, so the crazy place he says, because the food has a cheskes heter. The food, there's a concept of a chazaka, right? Chazaka means if something was in a certain status before you started, and then the question is, did it change? So you don't assume change. So since the food was b'chazaka, that it was kosher, so why should I assume a change that maybe became treif? Right? Now, that chazaka is very iffy, because let's think about that for a minute. That's a question. I'm going to say alum just now, okay? It's a little bit of a svar. The svar of chazaka is that no change happened, that this thing used to be kosher and now became treif. But let's say there's a different type of shayla. It's not a shayla, did it become kosher, did it become treif, right? You want to know, let's say, this house, you know, did it get saras, okay? You want to know if it's tummy, did it get saras? So chazaka, the house didn't have saras before. Why do you think it has saras now? But this is a different shayla. There's a shayla whether someone walked in. In other words, I'm trying to say that the chazaka is very, has to be about the change of the item itself. What's the shayla here? I have this table. So if you want to tell me, the chazaka is, did the table ever become aser? Is there a chazaka that, well, this gemara was not on the table before we started, so it's a chazaka that's not going to be on the table also? It's not a change to the table, the fact that you put a gemara on it. There's no change to the table, right? So if you want to tell me, so what the svar of the crazy place is that no bliyas entered into the food to change the status of the food, right? But that's only by bliyas, but by shamnunis, what type of chazaka is that? You're going to tell me, since it was kosher until now, so probably no treif ever landed on top of it? There's no chazaka on that. So bliyas changes, oh, Hanan. Bliyas changes over the heter. So that's a svara. Till now the food was kosher. Now you introduce an ingredient that would trafen up the food. That I hear. But you can't use a chazaka on the food that till now the food had no bliyas on it, had no shamnunas on it. Now it has shamnunas on it. No, there's no chazaka on that. Even if you don't say chanan, it's tam keikar. You know, it's chanan, it's tam keikar. You're answering the food itself because it's holding the tam. More than that. Okay, fine. By shamnunas, it's for sure shver. By tam, it's not a shver because tam is its relationship to the rest of the food. Right.
Can I say that the outside layer of this thing has a
You don't have a chazaka. I don't know if you put ketchup on my hamburger. So since it didn't have ketchup before, you didn't put ketchup on it now. It has nothing to do with the burger. It's not only a chazkin isur. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. So shal is an aser. So it's not a chazkin isur. So you need a chazaka. So I'm just saying is that it's not so posh to use that ramos svara. So we have a suffix now. Now, you want to tell me another, we could use something else. So let's leave that out. But we could use a different reason to be mekel. Let's say the knife was dirty. Let's say the knife was dirty. And they cut up a lot of vegetables. Can you use the heter that we used last week to be matter the lemonade? Last week we talked about that there's lemonade. So what happens? The guy uses their dirty knife to cut up a lot of lemons, and then they squeeze all the lemons into the container. So we said that probably what happens is that the blia on the knife got used up after the first few lemons. And then since it got used up on the first few lemons, the mela, once you squeeze it into a lemon juice, it's all bottled. So can you use that over here? You know what? No, so to use ban is the machlokes. We said it wasn't so posh. And bechlal, the whole shach, made it that whole heter is very specific to lemons. Has to be that it's a very specific level. And you have to have a tziruf that maybe they never used this knife to begin with. Right? There's a few things that the shach says.
Anyways, when you go into the store, they cut the watermelon, maybe the rind of the watermelon, like the lettuce, the matzah, all the food that comes after. Maybe that's
no, that's for sure. You can't assume. You don't know what a lefis is.
I
No, I'm talking about the shamnunis. We got the charif tzas. So now we're worried that maybe there's flavor on the outside. The question is, did it ever get used up? Did it get cleaned off after the first few cuts? The Rama says, if that's not the minute, you can't necessarily rely on that. Okay? So that's the shach. Like, if you know that that's the minute, you can rely on that. So the only thing we have to rely on, so technically speaking, based on this halacha, if the knife was used for treif, then when you would buy a half a watermelon in Publix, you would have to go and do grera, like it says here, which would mean you would have to shave off the front, or maybe do a very good hadacha, depends, davalach, whatever. You'd have to wash it off really well, or at least shave off the front. I think you could use like those sponges, like those Shabbos brushes, dish brushes, like with very hard bristles. So you could like, under a stream of water, use that type of brush, and that's called grera. Okay. Now that's assuming that the knife was used. You can wash it off after. Yeah. Now that's all assuming that this knife was used for treif. And the maybe that it's still dirty, and you have to worry about that. Now, apparently, the kashrus agencies say that after extensive research by Rabbi Kolodny, that the kashrus agencies say that the metzias in these big chain stores, like Publix and everything like that, it's not a mom and pop guy in the backyard. It's a big chain store, and they are not supposed to mix departments. So it means the knives that are in the vegetable department are supposed to stay in the vegetable department. The knives that are in the meat department and the fish department are supposed to stay there. What? Right. There's no hashgacha, obviously, right? I mean, there's FDA regulations or whatever it's called, you know. What?
It's definitely a very important suffix. Some low-level suffix.
It's a low-level suffix, and it was probably not used in a few days.
I mean, you'd have like E. coli and salmonella outbreaks, like cutting, you know, knives that touch raw, like
not raw
chicken,
that's
the
guy
fish, fish, and then you cut.
The guy behind the counter
cut a sandwich.
Oh, you mean he used it for his own personal lunch?
Behind the counter, you go, I'm not allowed to do that. No one's watching.
Hot sandwich or
cold
sandwich?
Even if it's cold. It doesn't matter. If it's cold, it's just as bad because we're talking about shamnunis. Right? So, no one brings this up.
I think the assumption is if you're going to put food from a platter from the supermarket, you may partake the food since we can assume the supermarket has dedicated knives for kosher platters. Additionally, due to the sheer volume of foods cut at one time in such an area, regarding knives and surfaces as well.
So they're not worried about the guy making it.
They're not really worried about the guy behind the counter. Well, but they're also using the lemons. They're also using the lemons as a tziruf over here. They're using the lemons as a tziruf to be mekel. Now, the lemons.
Even if it was used,
it's time. The shach says, "Ain lusmoy chazed." The find is bat tamasakin. My time because of Rav the b'makom shenagin lahachma ain lashanis. Behind the asur mazesim el mishum the lemons with the chvatay no yin heter because Rav the ishli ashav a minute. Okay, so that would work. In other words, in a place where it's a suffix that probably they have dedicated knives, then you could use the lemons on for hilkach samchina nachsar then is batal yashav amini. So there's definitely what to rely on in the case of the Publix where now if it's a vegetable which is charif ktsas, it's the same thing though, because ultimately at the end of the day, what we're soymich on is that it never got the bliyah to begin with, right? So at least within ben yoymai, and therefore it would seem like in those types of scenarios, it would be mutter. The real question comes up more, what are you going to say?
I was going to ask you about the old
knives
being used in
fish department. Okay, yeah, so we'll get to that. And Shia, what were you going to say? No? Okay, so the question is more, what about a small place? A restaurant or a catering or a
fruit shack or something like that. Yeah.
Backyard matzav. So, what? Right, right. So in these places, l'chaira, there it's taka going to be a problem. I think you told me that they're masking. If there's no rule that they have to have a dedicated knife, so even let's say, so therefore they could definitely have in a 7-Eleven, you know, whatever. So they have the hot dogs rolling over there and they have the sandwiches, you know, coming out. Then they have a little fruit platter, right? So there's no departments. There's just one big guy in the back, you know, doing whatever they want.
Yeah, it's like from some
giant
industrial.
Okay. But I'm saying theoretically, this type of matzav, so there, since there's no hashgacha on the knife, there's no dedicated departments, so there's a real concern that the knife that was used for the treif is being used here. It didn't really go through a proper ni'itza, it wasn't cleaned up, and there's shamnunis, and therefore that would talk to be a problem. Right now, and you don't have the volume either necessarily, you don't really know what the volume is. So, in those types of scenarios, so that to say that you can go into a restaurant and buy a vegetable platter, even if there's no lettuce on it, is a problem because these restaurants in the back they're using the knives back and forth. That would be a problem. So, what about a fish store? So, L'chair are the same thing, they have all sorts of fish, and they're not being so mocked, but that only the salmon is being cut with this knife and the you know, the tray fish is cutting with a different knife. And therefore, that will be the same problem. Now, how do you fix the problem? That wherever the knife cut, you have to do grero, which is what we're talking about here, which, like I described before, what grero would be. So that would be a problem. Now, I don't know the metzias and if buying a side of fish in Costco, exactly where is that being prepared?
Not in Costco. The side of fish in Costco is coming in the box pre-played out. All they do in Costco, they get out of the box, flip the tail if it's too long under, and then wrap it up.
You're not cutting it at all. What?
If you buy the ones that are cut up like with the seasoning on it, which is treif anyway, those are problematic. The whole side, they just take it out of the box. If it's too long, they tuck it about the back end underneath. Otherwise, it just goes on a board.
So then you're relying on where it came from, which is a much bigger production.
Salmon all day long.
Which you're doing salmon all day long, right? So maybe that's a different metzias in that case, you know. And what about in a Publix type of place?
Publix is kind of also the same thing. The salmon is also just buy a side of salmon. That's just it comes in there.
Really?
They probably sell salmon. It comes in boxes.
And there's no hashgacha in those in the factory. But the assumption is there is that they're only doing salmon, so and probably much right.
Right,
but if you have a small mom and pop fish store, so that would be a problem. Or you have in Holover Park or whatever, where they have they catch the fish and they host different types of fish. So obviously that would be a problem if you're asking them to do it because that knife is the same knife that they're using all day. You need an itza. Right. Even if you're going to say a dishwasher that's all, and it wasn't used in a few days, but if it was just used right now and rinsed off, it's not enough. He's looking in the itza. Do you need? Yeah. You could ask the guy if I could. Can I borrow your knife and start sticking it in the ground in front of him? I'm not sure he's going to be so pleased. Yeah. What? Right. So that would be the scenario there. So it's just interesting the concept here that what we're saying, and that this is what came up here and it comes up over there. So lemaisa the halacha here of chatach kishuin is negea. It's very negea. It just happens to be that in the big places, we're going to assume that you have the dedicated knives and therefore it's mutar and the kashrus agencies want to be mitzaref the savara of the lemons to be mekel. And that's a pshat by the right. But again, in your own house, in your own house, it would seem to say here that if you have a fleshy knife that's been, you know, lying around and you cut vegetables with it, it's not so posh that you could use that knife, that salad, for milk. Even though you would say, well, it was a clean fleshy knife, it was a clean fleshy knife, but it's not. Bottom line is, and it wasn't davar charif, it still doesn't sound like lechatchila. It's just like the bread that was cut or the vegetables that were cut to eat it with the other men. That's what Shulchan Aruch is saying. Unless you're going to say that a dishwasher is going to be the nitzah, which is, you know, questionable. It's not clear. All right. So the end of the sif is an interesting halacha, which I don't know how it applies today because I don't know what a lefis is. And but basically, somehow the lefis has this taste. It's a turnip or something. So and somehow the taste of the lefis goes into the knife and kind of neutralizes the flavor inside the knife itself. So it almost like as if kashers the knife. It's like a big chiddush. And Memele says you could do that, but that's the cool over there. All right. So I think pretty much at this point we finished Sadi Vav, pretty much wrapped up all these halachas. Simon Sadi Zayin is the last sif. It's very nageya. We're going to learn it next week in Mitzvah Shem. It's about milk like a bread. This is obviously a very big issue in commercial production of bread, as well as, you know, just in bakeries and stuff.
As well as mom and pop shops.
Right. So it's a big issue. So we're going to talk about that next week. If we finish that next week, we'll have a discussion of what we're going to learn for the rest of the summer, and then we'll start a new topic after the summer. Okay?